Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome to the Younger After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Let me ask you a question. If your book has Reese Witherspoon's approval, what else do you need in this world? We're talking Season 5, Episode 2, titled A Titanic Problem. It's going to be a fun one, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Did you guys know this song literally has a billion views on YouTube?
As it should.
That's absolutely insane.
Half a million are mine.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Younger After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Sam Davidson, and we have a full panel here for the rest of the season. Let's start with my girl to my right.
Hello, everyone. Happy Hump Day. It's your girl, Sahai, and I am so excited to talk about this episode.
Hey, guys. I'm Alice Ford, and I've been a huge Younger fan since I found it a few years ago, so I'm excited to be here, too.
Yay. Welcome. And hello, guys. I'm Taylor Gates. I subbed in a few times last season, so if you remember me, maybe that's why.
And she's also in the live chat, so if you guys are, too, we would love talking about it.
Yes.
This show, I love it so much. And we love you guys. So please keep on tuning in and rate, review, subscribe. We love, love, love hearing your feedback.
Yeah.
What were your guys' overall thoughts for this episode? Let's start with Taylor Gates.
I am so stressed about Charles completely ignoring Liza because I really like those two together. I've liked those two together for a long time. And so him freezing her out makes me very upset. But I love the fact that we had, like, I love it when they use, like, real brands and real people's names. I think it makes it so fun and, like, kind of almost interactive. So I love the Reese Witherspoon plot.
Yes, definitely. Yes. I was sad that he was freezing Liza out, but I was happy about this whole Pauline situation finally coming to an end because, as I mentioned last week, her face bothers me. And so I'm happy to see that this is going to move. Finally, we're going to move on and hopefully see some new love happen. And maybe things will progress between Charles and Liza, finally.
How
so
about you, Alice?
We won't be having Pauline on as a special guest.
I actually, she's one of the only people I reach out to because
I like her. So, like, I do. I will vouch for her.
I'll say her character's face.
She's Jon Hamm's ex-wife.
Oh, really? Yes. And I often talk about Jon Hamm on my Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt after show. So how funny is that? Connections.
Yes. Alice, you're new. We just all met you tonight. I think Alice is this random celebrity that has just been dropped upon our Younger world. I'm like, who is she? She just became friends with Hilary Duff on Facebook.
Yes.
Right. So casual. Hopefully we can have her in the show.
But you do love the show.
I do.
Are you Team Charles or Team Josh?
I'm Team Josh.
Yeah.
I love Josh. He's so hot. And Liza doesn't take him. I want him.
No. That's what I say. I think I'm realizing there's room for Sam here. You know, like I can take Josh off of her hands. It's gonna be fine.
There's enough for him for all of us.
I agree. I need a little piece of him as well.
Nico would agree. He'd come in here and be like, "Hey, let's all get together."
Well, he's, you know,
free love.
Exactly, equal opportunity lover. Right. So for more love to go around for all of us.
Well, him and Claire broke up.
I was surprised how fast it happened, though.
Me too. Yeah, it was too easy to get rid of her. I'm thrilled.
I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with those type of immigration marriages, but that can happen at times because somebody, either they get found out that the love isn't real or, you know, somebody meets somebody else and then they just end up breaking up the arranged marriage. So it was bound to happen. I knew something was shifty with Claire.
Well, I wonder if she, like, had someone else kind of that she was dating the whole time that she was keeping a secret.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, the whole thing about she couldn't go through with the lie anymore, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
You went through with a marriage, Claire.
Yeah, I wonder if she'll be back.
I think so. There's some loose ends there.
Right, because I feel like you said, it's too easy.
I feel like Liza's going to, like, just, like, go beat her up or something, fly to Ireland.
Well, I mean, the way we all saw Josh crying and our hearts broke. I know my heart broke, and it broke so much that I felt like I should write a little poem, a little haiku for Josh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to share this with you guys. Josh, when you shed tears, my heart hurts for you and me. I am here for you.
That's deep so powerful.
Thank you.
I'm
thank
like,
you.
That's it?
Pure poetry.
It's a my coup. 575, guys.
Me too, Josh. We are all here for you. Did you guys feel... Did you feel romance between him and Liza when she was comforting him, or as more of a mother figure?
I thought there was going to be romance, but then I think it was the mom.
Yeah.
And then it was the mom vibe, for sure.
Yeah, like a friendship type thing. I thought it was like, ooh, are they going to kiss?
Yeah.
Like, I felt that for a second.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be like a drunken makeout session, you know, her comforting him with her body, but that didn't happen. I was a little disappointed.
Ooh, someone in the chat thinks that Claire's going to show up pregnant in the finale.
I just thought that and I didn't say it.
Don't you dare, Claire.
I hope not.
Actually, Owens, that's a good prediction.
She's like, I'm having a baby. And she just shows
such a good accent.
Sorry, that just came
out. We also have some other people having babies that we'll discuss a little later in the show.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm.
So, one last thing about Josh. He said something, and I just felt so bad for him. He keeps on putting himself out there, and people keep on kicking him in the face. That is how I feel constantly.
That is called my dating life.
Just called my life. I'm like, hey, guys, need help? Literally get kicked in the face. Just kidding. Never mind.
Exactly.
He really is, though. He's so pure, and so many bad things are happening.
I know. I thought about that, too, and I was like, wait a minute, is he? And then I'm like, darn, he is, right? Poor thing. First Liza with her age situation, and now Claire with these shenanigans. It's been a mess for him. But he'll bounce back. We believe in him,
oh,
right?
He's definitely going to bounce back. But he's a little gullible, for sure.
I know.
He's a lover of love.
That's right.
Hey, you guys. Charles right now, not a lover of love.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
He is in shock, I think, is what is happening. So, first of all, he's trying to figure out with Diana how she found Liza to be her assistant. And it's a very funny scene. Liza comes in and kind of gives her whole spiel about how they met. And she has her whole body language. Her feet are moving. She's kind of twitching. And I mean, I love this. What do you guys think about Charles figuring things out? Is he being harsh or is he just should be pissed?
I think he's being a little overdramatic. Like, it was just so funny him looking at her outfit, like, assessing, wait a minute, now I see everything. She's dressing like a younger person. But, I mean, hello, it doesn't matter what your age is. You can always dress in Forever 21. Anybody can, you know?
So Forever.
Hello, exactly.
What do they call it? It's Forever there's a podcast or a joke. It's like Forever 45 something like that.
That works for me. But stop overreacting. Like, and he was on his high horse. Like, you know, you've done had your own indiscretions, Charles. Like, calm down. Like, you're not the victim here entirely. That's
how
I felt.
Well, it hasn't occurred to him yet. Like, oh, she did it because she can't get a job as a 40-year-old.
Exactly.
Like, that's the thing. Like, I wish he would just talk to her because I think that Charles is usually pretty rational, pretty reasonable. And I think if they just sat down and had a conversation, he would understand.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And look how many times she's put herself out for the company and helped him. Even last week with the whole, the allegations, you know, that she helped him come to terms with it and understand that this was important. It helps his company in the long run. And look what she did with Hello Sunshine. Like, come on, Charles. Like, give Liza a break.
Well, and to almost not do that deal because he was just, like, annoyed when it's, like, your entire company.
Exactly. He had no other options, too.
Before we get into that, let's talk about his friend that he meets with, his lawyer friend. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of, you know, shooting the shit with him, saying, oh, don't you feel bad for me? I was so deceived. And my brother is a lawyer, by the way, and I'll be complaining to him about things. And he goes, as your friend, brother, and your lawyer, Sam, why don't you just shut up about that? So I really, like, got it how, and it is... He totally reframed it for him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is a woman. It's ageism. It's sexism. It's sexual harassment. It could be sexual assault. You know, they've kissed.
Exactly.
And it is a big deal. Do you think Charles is actually maybe afraid that Liza is somehow so deceiving and manipulative that she's coming after him? Do you think he's paranoid?
I mean, have you ever had a situation where, like, someone you're dating lies to you and it's like you see their face morph into this whole different person that you don't even recognize? So maybe he's going through that. And I can see how he's a little nervous about that, because a lie, to realize that someone that you've been honest with has lied to you, it is a little bit jarring.
I think he just feels more betrayed than scared, honestly, because he obviously still has these, like, feelings for her. And I think he feels hurt by it. I don't think he's, like, worried that she's... I feel like him saying that was kind of just, like, venting. I don't think he actually meant that he was, you know, worried that she would do any of this. I think he just feels really betrayed.
But then he said, I'm gonna have to fire her. Obviously. And that's when, you know, the other guy jumped in and said, no, you actually can't ever do that. I mean, I find it fascinating because I think the whole time with their relationship, this kind of forbidden thing, he has felt like he has been doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. And so it's completely shocking to him that he's figuring out someone else has been deceiving me. Have you guys ever seen Never Been Kissed? Drew Barrymore? Yeah. Michael Vartan? Yes. Taylor, seriously?
I'm so sorry. I just, like, tried to hide
Out of
away.
All people? Out of all people you've never seen? Never, okay.
I've seen it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anthony. Taylor, right under the bus.
I'm kidnapping you. It's
okay, I'll watch
movie.
It. I have nothing against it. I just haven't seen it.
It's a really, really fun movie, and it's Drew Barrymore, and basically she's an investigative reporter, and she goes back to high school and falls in love with one of her teachers. Oh. And he feels creepy the whole time. Yeah. I mean, the teacher feels like a statutory rapist for most of the movie because he falls in love with his student and then he learns that she actually is maybe a year older than him or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So it's a very similar thing. I think a man coming to terms with that the woman had him all along or something like that. It's an interesting thing to watch. It's also with ego, don't
right.
you think?
Because do you think he was a little disappointed, like, dang, I don't have a hot young thing. I got a old thing. Like, you know, so because there is an appeal for some men to date a younger woman and makes them feel, like, cool. So I wonder if a part of him was like, ah, she's just one of us. She's, like, you know, in the same, she's age appropriate, which may not be as exciting to him.
I don't know, though. Charles, to me, seems like, I don't know, he just seems to me like he wouldn't be that guy. Maybe I'm just, like, looking at him with, like, rose-colored glasses,
I think he's also just, like, mad that, you know, she lied, and I don't think he understands why she lied.
Right.
Because I don't think he understands the reason behind it. He's just like, why would she make that up, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean, he's not a woman. He doesn't know what it's like to be a mother and to have to give up your life. And again, and Never Been Kissed, it's the same thing. He's at first he's mad he was deceived, and then he's relieved that he's not creepy AF.
Right.
And I think Charles is probably, and he's feeling a bit of the same way too.
But then to think about it, Liza has been around his kids, so that might be a little disturbing as well. Because he's like, wait a minute, who did I have around my kids? Mm-hmm. And he was a single dad for a little bit while Pauline left. So
on her marriage vacation.
Exactly. Now coming back and writing this book that's all successful and stuff at his company. How convenient, Pauline. Sorry, guys, I'm getting a little riled up. She just takes me there.
Well, speaking of Pauline, we have some other really cool stuff to tell you guys about.
Yes. Hey, AfterBuzzers, here at the network, we produce aftershows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But now, we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us out a ton, here is what is in it for you. It caters specific content that you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite aftershows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. Subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows that we are sure you're going to love. Since you're already tuned into Younger, you might be interested in other shows on our comedy channels like Glow, Life Sentence, or Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. All great, like, women empowerment shows, yeah. Which is super great. And remember, we have channels for other genres, too. Please do not be shy about subscribing to them, either. I know all of us are on various shows on other channels, too, so you'll see our beautiful faces there.
Yes.
And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. It is so easy. All you have to do is hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you did that in the comment section, we will shout you out on air in our next episode. So thank you guys for being the best fans, and we promise to continue to do our best to serve you.
I love that. Yes. And it really is true. We all are across all mediums. You know, I have after shows on the Sci-Fi Fantasy channel, drama, comedy, and I know you guys are all across them too. Mm-hmm. And it's nice. People tweet me all the time saying, when is this coming back? Are you back? And then now you know.
We have loyal fans. I just wrapped the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt after show, so you guys can check that out on YouTube as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool.
So something that also is so cool, and I'm a big Reese Witherspoon fan. Me and my mom. My mom calls her Reese.
Like they're old friends.
Like all of us are friends. Yeah, it's just so cute. So it's like my mom thinks Reese is her younger sister. That's my cool aunt.
That makes sense. I like
it. I would love that. I want Reese Witherspoon's my aunt so bad.
Me too. So Kelsey and Liza. Well, first, Liza finds out that Reese Witherspoon has put them on her book club, Marriage Vacation. And that is a huge deal.
Huge.
Big Little Lies was on last year, and there's a new one she has. It's, what is it called? Alice something. Coming, Alice. It's an HBO thing. I think it's a movie. She has so many books. Leanne Moriarty, she's an Australian author, mm-hmm. and this is one that Reese has really taken to. And it kind of, to me, is reflecting life, because this is what Reese did with this author, Leanne Moriarty. Big Little Lies is one of them, and Jennifer Aniston's going to be in a movie or show she's doing on HBO. It's all from the same author.
Awesome.
Wow. So it's really fascinating. That's what they're doing here. This is a fake company that they created for Reese. I mean, am I wrong?
No, Hello Sunshine's real.
It's her real...
I thought her production company was called something different.
No, Hello Sunshine is it. Mm-hmm.
So do you think she'll ever make an appearance?
That'd be great. So.
That would be cool.
I know. It would be very...
Then we could have her on.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Sure.
Obviously, you know everyone.
Just be friends on Facebook.
Right, exactly. You know everyone else in Hollywood.
Listen, we'll just slide into her DMs. Right. It is that easy.
Exactly.
As long as we all wear jeans with clear knees, we're good.
Oh, yeah. Explain that joke for people that don't know.
Well, I think we might have a... Well, we don't have the clip, but one of the things they did, the group of them from Younger, was they did an interview on, I think, Harper's Bazaar.
It was actually Elle Magazine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they went through all these millennial trends.
Yes.
And they were really ridiculous.
It was so funny.
But if you have time, look that video up.
Oh, yeah. That one was for Harper's Bazaar, but we do have another one from Elle Magazine.
Yeah, we'll show later in news and gossip.
Yes.
But Liza decides to, just throw herself into Reese's DMs when they see that they're on her book list.
Which I love, because it was like, most people are nervous to DM someone, but she just didn't know. It was like ignorance was bliss, and it was helpful to her. So she was like, oh, it's like, she felt like it was just like a text.
Yeah. That's what they explained it to her. I mean, that's why I think people that just moved to LA get so pissed. They're so successful, but they don't know anything.
Right.
They just go up to random people and go, excuse me. Yeah. Sometimes it works, and this did work for Liza, and I loved that. So basically, they go for a meeting at her company, and the company not only wants to buy the film rights, but Liza pitches that they should do an essentially overall deal, what we call in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. But what did they call it?
Incubator.
An incubator
deal.
And like I said, I think that's what she has with Leanne Moriarty in real life. And this is a lifesaver for Empirical, because after Edward L.L. Moore, mm-hmm. it's just not going well. But Charles is not sold. What do you guys think of? I was pissed at Charles.
Me too.
Me too.
Taylor's eyes literally just started fluttering.
She's so mad. Because, come on. It's such a good idea. It's literally going to save your company. And I love how, that Liza's doing it for good reasons. Like, she doesn't even care about getting all the credit for it. Like, she just wants to help. She just wants the company to be successful. And he's just taking all of his anger out on it and gonna make some dumb choices.
Being passive aggressive.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, Charles, be the grown up here.
And this is not the situation that you want to be passive aggressive. Like, this is such an important deal. Like, it's so dumb to even sit on it.
He's definitely always a little jealous when Millennial gets a good deal going on.
Yeah. And I mean, I know, Charles, your company survived the depression, but you're about to hit another depression
but
over here.
But who's out there selling for Empirical other than...
the women?
Other than what's his name?
Zane.
Yeah, thank you.
And he's new. I mean, it's always been women.
Yeah. Right. And he lost his one client, Edward L.L. Moore.
Oh, God.
God, yeah.
We've decided, like, we just randomly always say his entire name.
You have to. It's, right? Like, one of those names.
Yeah, when I, you know, started this season again, I go, L.L. Moore. That's not right. Mm-mm. It's Edward.
Exactly.
It is Edward L.L. Moore. You know, I do love Charles, and I think he is a man that has been kind of raised and lived in a certain world where women weren't necessarily in the forefront. And it's not his fault that he doesn't, but, and he's starting to learn.
Yeah.
He's learning. And I think it's a learning curve for him. To me, I think he seems like an ass right now.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. And you know what? Being that Pauline just walked out on him, I'm sure he's still a little, you know, he has his guard up to women personally and professionally, possibly.
Well, I think he also, like, with Pauline being like, when are we getting back together? And then at the end, him obviously saying,
yeah,
we're not, that's not happening. I think he's realizing that, like, wait, I do love Liza, or still love her, and, like, what am I going to do now?
But is this love real?
Do I want to be in this loveless marriage?
And the fact that he said, I have to lie in so many other areas of my life, I can't do it anymore. I was like, okay, you do have a backbone, Charles. I'm glad to see come back again.
Yeah. Well, you know, he has a deep, dark love for Liza. And yes, that right. is the truth. This show messes with my brain so much.
Yeah.
I can't handle it.
Okay, but can we wait? Well, maybe it's too soon, but I really want to talk about what Josh says at the end in the previews for next week.
Oh, we'll get into it. Don't you worry, girl. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about this awesome party that I wish that I was at.
With the
oh my God, that outfit that Liza was wearing.
So cute.
So cute.
Yeah. I want a bubblegum margarita or whatever.
I'm pretty sure I'd be throwing up for 3 days.
Yeah. But Diana's face when she sipped it was hilarious.
I love her so much.
Me too.
Well, so this party, I love parties on TV shows because they have lots of drama, mm-hmm. and I always wish I was there. Of course, we have Kelsey and Zane, and it's just, it's not a good match. Do you remember last season, I really was hoping that her and Josh would kind of become a thing because it would take two of our favorite characters and bring them, and they'd each be happy.
No, I'm still rooting for that.
Excuse you?
No, what? I really am. No.
That's breaking girl code. No.
Like, I want to like Kelsey and Zane, but I just don't. And I like her and Josh.
No, I don't. I can't. I just saw an episode of Wendy Williams Ask Wendy where this girl said her friend showed her a guy that she liked on Instagram, but she was too nervous to slide in his DMs. So her friend did it. And now she and the guy are talking. And I was like, that is just going against girl code. So that's, I feel like this Kelsey Josh thing would be the same thing. It's just like against the rules.
Not yet. I'm thinking big game. Okay. I'm thinking.
Yeah. Paint the picture for me.
Charles and Liza. I have the chills. These are my TV chills. Okay. I'm a TV psychic.
Perfect.
So I know what's going to happen. So, you know, Charles and Liza get together. They're going to get married. They're a fish.
Okay.
Her and Josh are a thing of the past.
Okay.
And she is more of a sister to him than anything else.
Mm.
Then finally, these two beautiful people who Liza loves so much.
Okay.
They look at each other and they go, wow, you've been here all along.
I'm telling you, this is what I want too.
Saying it like that makes it make sense. But, I mean, I know personally I still have a little bit of salt towards Liza if she did that to me. But, again, towards Kelsey. But Liza's a bigger person. She's more mature. She's a mom. So maybe she would be open to that. And, plus, if you have fine-ass Charles, pardon my French, maybe you're not worrying about anybody else.
Well, Liza's also a sociopath.
That is a possibility, yeah.
We, of course, have this fun Charles and... I love the Charles and Diana moments.
They're my favorites.
So creepy.
She's the best. But her love for him is so genuine. Like, she loves him so much. And it's like, I think he knows. Do you guys think he knows how much she loves him?
How can you not?
Totally. Like she said, Diana was like, I will go down with the ship, like the Titanic. And Charles is like, they were on vacation too. I mean, their rapport is so cute. And then Diana's always looking flawless, that bob, the outfits, the ensembles are always perfect. But yeah, their rapport is really cute.
Do you guys ever root
for,
wrong audience.
I'm what for who?
Charles and Diana.
I mean, can he at least make out with her one time? Like, just give the girl what she wants.
Or, like, smack her on the ass.
Yeah.
Here's what would happen. They would make out, okay. and then he'd be like this.
No!
Like, he would somehow get a bunch of hair. If you're listening, I just put my hair in my mouth.
I mean, like, throw her a bone, Charles. This woman's about to put her apartment on the market for you. Like, come
on. He does someone care. That really... really gets Diana and really someone that connects with her because she had what's his face he sucked, he was the worst, and she needs someone worthy,
yeah, someone who's not bringing their child to come live on her couch.
But I mean, that ended up coming later. He seemed perfect for her. He was so
no
weird.
I didn't like it,
but that's what always happens in the beginning. You think it's all rose colored glasses, and then bam, they hit you with something like a child. Yeah. And
a 19-year-old son sleeps on your couch for 2 months. Well, he does care about her enough to have what she says affect him, right. Which is, I am with you all the way, anytime, but please give me a heads up if the company's going under so I can put my condo on the market. And that really struck a chord with him. So he does have some kind of feeling for her. It doesn't need to be romantic, but he cares for her, right?
Yeah, for sure. Unrequited love.
And his company. I think that was also like a wake-up call.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, wait, if I don't do this, I'm going to have to tell you
hello.
That.
Exactly. And he's just got to let the ladies take over.
That's right.
I mean, sorry, Charles.
I do like how quickly they kind of resolved the business end of it, though, because I feel like we had kind of a similar storyline back in, like, season 2 or 3, with, like, oh, the company's going under, and I'm glad we didn't have to, like, repeat that whole process.
I mean, I need a montage of Charles at the head of the conference table saying that the company's in trouble.
Yeah.
Because it happens all the time. And I need Charles to move on from this company being in trouble as well. Like, can he feel a little at ease for an extended period of time, and then we can see other things happen as well, like,
well,
making out with Liza.
Maybe when he's with Liza permanently, mm-hmm. he can feel ease. Oh, and then she's gonna be like, don't worry, baby, I will go take care of things at the office. That's what I'm hoping happens. Sadly, that's not gonna happen for Pauline. Pauline is, you know, I'm not really sure what it was about the night that solidified it for him. If it was Liza really bringing it to the table, or if it was just him realizing he's not in love with his wife anymore.
You know what I think it is? Is Pauline is pushy. She didn't let him come to her after what she did to him. She's like, can you please hold my arm at the party? Can you please pretend at the party? Like, let him come to you. You hurt this person. Let him work his way and work through his feelings. She was just, like, pushing the whole time to get what she wanted, and I felt like that was a bit selfish.
Part of me feels kind of bad that he didn't wait, like, one day to tell her this, though, because now her whole book launch is going to be jaded by this.
She deserves it.
You're such a hater.
She literally said, this is, like, the best night of my life.
Yeah, she's like, by the way.
But it made me laugh. It was funny because her face was like, and then it was like,
Stepford wife. It's like, I'm just going to walk up the stairs.
But she looked amazing in that dress. Yeah. I will say that, Pauline, you looked great.
I mean, I'm interested by Pauline's character because I feel as though she's going to become a big deal in the media, in the scope of things. And I love things that are super meta. So we're going to be talking about a book of someone playing someone in a book and a TV show. And it's confusing, but it's also very fun.
Before I was like, calm down, Pauline. Reese Witherspoon is not playing you. They're going to get somebody else. Like, Reese Witherspoon's going to play me? No, Pauline, no. Someone else. They'll get, like, some, you know, Z-list actress.
No, they're going to get...
That's what Liza pitched.
They're going to get Reese. Why not? Reese loves the books that she chooses.
I know, but Reese is a busy woman. She doesn't have time to play Pauline.
Maybe younger Reese has some time.
Is there anyone else that thought that when Liza went into that, when she went back in the meeting, that she was going to be like, I have a really good story for you, and talk about her own situation?
That's
what I was
thought.
Oh my God, it's happening. She's going to tell someone. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, no.
That's what I thought.
I do think that is how the show will end. TV chills again. So, I mean, I do think it's going to end with her writing her own book about the crazy ass life that she has led.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
But I love that too.
She'll also be Charles's wife by this time.
Yeah, so she'll be okay.
Yeah, she'll be good.
She'll be pretty set. So, And then, of course, we have this scene with Liza and Charles, and he's just avoiding her like the plague.
Totally.
Like she's an allergic reaction.
I mean, she did have that weird hat on.
True. Very true.
Like, I thought it was really funny. They put this, like, hat that looks like a gumdrop on her, which makes it, like, a very childish, playful hat for this scene. I was like, they played her. That was wrong. They could have given her, like, a grown-up skull cap for that scene.
It's actually really funny you said that, because the moments that we, in a way, saw Liza through Charles's eyes... Mm-hmm. We see her looking childish,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then almost true. Pretending, and then we know that she's older, and he knows, and it's like, ugh. Did you guys see that at all?
Yeah, it's like he would look at her as a child, but then she'd be doing very adult and mature things, which is a great balance. Like, I mean, I've been on Match recently, and guys always want, like, I'm looking for somebody fun and playful, but serious, who works out. And has, you know, and I'm like, so it's like these men want you to do everything. So Lila is encompassing, like, all these things that I think Charles wants. He wants somebody who's going to bring light to his life, but also be able to help him professionally.
Yeah, well, I think she'll do that. He says to her, when they have this confrontation, that... You pulled it off. And this is the moment that you see the light bulb go off in Liza's head.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crap.
Yep.
How long do you think it's going to take for her to, like, either admit to him or he's going to admit to her? Do you think they're going to drag it out?
I swear to God, if they drag it out...
I think they are!
Like they did the first two seasons, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
I hope they don't, because... As viewers with shows who can watch something that we can binge watch and get all the information very quickly, like shows like this need to know that we need the information very quickly. Like Jane the Virgin, things happen very quickly. Like they resolve things, yes, whether in the same episode or the next episode. So Younger, come on, let's keep it moving.
Well, I do think this season they have resolved in the two episodes even, mm-hmm, that... It took how long for Josh to find out?
I know.
And now Charles, he knows. Yeah. Josh got hints, but he just didn't really figure it out. I don't know. What do you think, Alice?
I don't know. I think that, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think that Liza's going to maybe get, like, Kelsey to help her and, like, investigate what Charles knows.
Yeah.
Because I think she obviously... From that last part, she's like, something is amiss here. And he's acting super strange, so he's got to know something. But, like, how would he know?
So you don't think she's going to just, like, try to find out on her own and then, bam, tell him? You think she's going to do a little research?
I think so, because she's got enough people on her side that know.
Like, she's a sleuth.
And there's been too many false alarms for her already, where totally. It's like, oh, they're going to find, oh, they know. And then they don't end up knowing
right,
anything.
Right, like with the girl last season that was trying to blackmail her.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she doesn't have anxiety issues, because I would. With
I'm pretty sure she does. Pretty sure she does. On that note, we have our special segment of Younger-isms, which are our basically favorite quotes of the week. I'll start off and give you mine. This is Liza. She said this. I read 3 novels a week. That's like 1,000 Instagram stories. Good save, Liza. Good save.
Very good save. I gave you one with my Diana, I will go down with the ship like the Titanic. That was one of my favorites. We also have a good one. Are you sure you want to say that you're not great? Yes, dude, I'm better than great. I'm heller good. That little promo video.
So good.
Needed some work. I like the energy. I like the spirit behind it. But the morphing of the face into the cheetah, that was a bit much. And I think the message got lost there.
I don't know, you guys. I think that I might have to make that into a GIF with, like, all of our faces.
Yes! I love it! Can you do that?
I'm begging you.
I'm sure I could figure it out.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
It could be our new show opening.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. I like that.
Anyone have any other younger-isms?
I do, actually. And it came from Maggie, who we haven't talked a lot about because she had a really weird subplot.
But so I liked it.
It was very Maggie. But I love how after she watched Lauren's promo, she was like, why is everybody your age a founder? You haven't even found an apartment yet. That was pretty good singer right there. I do love that one.
Oh, wait. And then Lauren being attracted to Diana.
She was so good. I love that.
And Diana was like, oh, well, thank you.
So flattered.
Someone appreciates
And then
me.
Diana says, maybe I'll slide into your DMs.
And Lauren's like,
And she goes, I have a new Maggie.
Part of me is like rooting for this. Like,
right. Maybe that will happen. Now that works. That works for me.
I swear, this show... My soul, it's turning it round and round. We also have a really fun video that, where was it on?
It was on Elle's YouTube page. We have Sutton, Hillary, and Miriam all together looking at Nico's Instagram and commenting on some of his posts. Check it out.
Too many people. First of all. It was too many pubes for America.
No. America can handle a little bush.
Get a groom.
We already had a little bush.
Okay, a little bush is fine, but get a groom.
But he could have.
Get a groom.
But he didn't know how big the yogurt thing is.
I don't know. You don't know. He wanted the extra large tub, and he made it clear.
Oh!
Hey.
I zoom in on the pubes again, I'm like, gotta see if any 30
pubes. Looks like a lot less there.
I don't think lot, he's lot saying less don't pubes look at there. My pubes.
No, no. Right?
That's a beautiful photo.
Yeah, yeah. It's gorgeous.
Hey!
Oh,
that's me!
God. Is he looking at your boobs?
It's a lot of glowiness. There's a lot of glow that comes off your skin. And sometimes it's very bright. Ew. You look like you're gonna have sex with him and then eat him.
Like a spider. Like a
Black Widow.
Do I look hungry?
Oh, that is amazing. I love it. You guys can watch much. I watched it. I think actually I did watch it twice. It's
I
so
mean,
funny.
As you should, because Nico is looking quite handsome with all the different hair and wardrobe changes, and the nudity was also.
And I just want to have a girls' night with all three of these
I know,
ladies.
Okay, so fun. I have this thing I've done since I was little. It's my celebrity slumber party.
Okay.
Love that we're getting to know you tonight.
Hillary Duff has always been invited. She's been my first guest.
Okay, great.
Amanda Bynes has been disinvited and not, you know, but like,
got some things going
whatever
on.
She wants, you know, she can always be there. But yeah, Hill Duff, that was to me the epitome of having Hill Duff in my celebrity sleepover.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you know, so she's going to be busy soon.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
That's she right. Is. She just announced the big news the other night on the Late Show, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, having a baby girl. Yeah.
With her beau Matthew. And she already has a 6-year-old Luca Cruz. So she's going to have one of each now.
Yes, which is what she always wanted. People gave her a lot of crap because she said something on social media that she was really hoping for a girl and would be super upset if it wasn't a girl. But whatever.
It is. That's... Why are people judging? We are constantly seeing all these like pregnant, like what is it called, gender reveal parties and events. So it's a thing now. People are clearly excited about what they're going to get when they have a baby. So
and her son actually wants to name her. I think it was Kafant Croissant, which she talks about on the Late Show. I was going to say
on her Facebook.
It's really fun, but it's really funny. So if you guys have the time, watch the clip because. Gosh. It's pretty funny.
It is. Nice. Hilduff is fun and impressed. She's definitely one of my faves. On that note, let's get into some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I'll start. I have some things to say. I'm just kidding.
Is it going to give you chills again?
Maybe. We'll see. So... I don't think Zayn is gonna just bring trouble and I was gonna say Hilduff will bring him down. Kelsey will bring him down and she's gotta meet a nice guy, but I think she's gonna become so powerful that it's going to be hard to meet someone that's there for the right reasons. Hashtag bachelor
reference. I was just gonna say.
And I think that Millennial is gonna end up saving Empirical's ass and that Charles might kinda be out of a job soon.
What?
Ooh.
Yeah.
No. That's deep. I think that Liza is going to just come out and tell Charles. That's what I hope. I hope she just says, listen, I hope we don't just see this strung out anymore. I hope she just says, hey, this is what's going on. I know you know. What are we going to do about it? Do you love me? Do you want me still? That's what I would love. I need to see a very dramatic scene. I need to see a kiss. And romance. Thank you.
I am excited to see who Josh has in mind. Because at the end, or for the predictions for next week, he was like, what if I already know the person?
Liza?
And I was like, is it Liza? Is it Kelsey? Is it somebody else?
Mm-hmm. Liza's daughter?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, that's too... I think that's too messed
up.
Too messed
up. What are you saying? That's crazy talk.
He did give her a tattoo.
That was weird.
But I'm wondering, will there be some rekindling?
I hope so, man. Mm-hmm. We need to see his lips on somebody else's. Yeah, that's all I know.
Totally.
I know for a fact that we're going to have a bigger Maggie storyline coming up because there's going to be someone really interested in buying her art just because I interviewed the woman who is going to be that person. Oh my gosh, I'm totally blanking on her name right now. I will let you know for next week, though. But she's real cool, and she just did a one-woman show in LA here, so that was really awesome. But yeah, I think that she's gonna have a bigger storyline, which I hope, because Debbie Mays are so great.
I love her too.
Like last season when she that part where she like cut the painting with like a knife. I thought that was so good. I'm excited to see more of her.
I was just watching the episode where she gets stuck in the mud in Ireland, and that was like one of my favorite physical comedy scenes I've seen on TV in a long time. Well, on that note, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you had as much fun as we did, and we want to hear your Younger-isms, your predictions, and just your thoughts about this show, because we obviously have some crazy theories, and by we, I mean me. I am Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43.
And I'm Sahai Wilson, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at SayHiSahai. Also, if you have any poems, please feel to share them with me.
Haikus.
Mm-hmm. I'm Alice Ford. You guys can find me on Twitter at Alice L. Ford, and on Instagram and Facebook at Alice's Adventures on Earth.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Alphaba_Anne and on Instagram at Taylor_Gates_.
And of course, guys, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. Rate, review, subscribe, comment on YouTube, tweet us.
Give us 5 stars.
Yeah, we love all of it. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.